APE News, I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was sworn in for another term. In Austin, the governor says the Mexico border is a crisis for one reason. The Biden administration is not enforcing laws on the books. Abbott says more illegal immigration crossed the border last year than any year in the history of the country.
In fact, over the past 2 years, more illegal immigrants crossed our border than the populations of Austin, El Paso, and Houston combined. With the Biden administration missing in action, Texas is using every tool to protect our state.
Democrat Josh Shapiro took the oath of office to become the 48th governor of Pennsylvania. He has preached bipartisanship, emphasizing his support from independents and Republicans in Pennsylvania. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley traveled to a site near the Ukraine-Poland border and talked with his Ukrainian counterpart face-to-face for the first time. The meeting comes as the international community ramps up military assistance to Ukraine, including expanding training of Ukrainian troops by the U.S. and the provision of a Patriot missile battery, tanks, and increased air defense. The Office of Brazil's Prosecutor General presented its first charges against some of the thousands of people who authorities say stormed government buildings in an effort to overturn former President Jair Bolsonaro's loss in the October election. Israeli forces shot and killed a Palestinian militant in the occupied West Bank, the latest in a bout of surging violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Official statistics show China's population shrank for the first time in decades last year as the birth rate plunged. That's a dramatic turn in a country that once sought to control population growth through a one-child policy. Many wealthy countries are struggling with how to respond to aging populations. Stocks are edging mostly higher in uncertain trading. This is AP News. NATO surveillance planes have arrived in Romania.
The Airborne Warning and Control System surveillance planes, or AWACS, will begin missions that are expected to last several weeks. At the base, Stefan Neumann, the component commander, says the planes will be valuable eyes in the sky.
With the Airborne Early Warning and Control System, NATO has indeed a powerful, flexible and deployable capability for air and sea surveillance.
German diplomat Peer Gebauer adds NATO must stay strong in the face of Russian aggression.
This AWACS surveillance mission, which is to start today in Romania, is another proof of our resolve, of our commitment to defend every inch of Allied territory.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The final death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in Ukraine reached 45. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.